Mark, Christ, chief cornerstone. It is on Christ's foundation that God's global church is built. The rejection by the builders or Jews throughout the book runs in contrast with his clear identity as Son of God. The gospel authored by John Mark is written in Greek, directed to the Gentiles or non-Jews. Inspiration has been drawn from Peter, who was Mark's companion in Rome, and his first-hand experiences of Jesus. In this gospel, Jesus is acknowledged Son of God by Mark, by the Holy Spirit at baptism, by God at the transfiguration, by Peter at his confession, by demons, and by Christ himself before the high priest. Interestingly, Christ mostly addresses himself as the Son of Man, possibly prophetically. There are 27 miracles, far more than in any other gospel. There is less teaching as the focus is on activity. They demonstrate his power over the sea, the dead, the demons, etc. This dynamic display of divine power is met with great opposition, primarily from the Jewish religious leaders. A bulk of the gospel covers various forms and sources of this opposition, with apt responses from Christ, hoping to win over even the stony-hearted. Christ continues to be rejected today, probably more by the church than the rest of the world. In his time as now, Christ is accepted by the few true seekers from all walks of life. By the scribe who asked the greatest commandment, by the centurion, a Roman, by Jairus, the Jew, by the Samaritan seeking crumbs from under his table, by the leper, by the paralytic who was historically the Roman leader, who was the second most powerful in the world, by the disciples. While Christ is referred to as cornerstone, there are other types of stones mentioned in the book. They are Satan and his followers, millstones around the neck, scribes and Pharisees, whitewashed tombstones, Herod, who built the temple, which weighed between few tons to 160,000 pounds, referred to as stones of destruction. They were heaved 50 feet over the western support wall into the street below during the destruction of the temple by the Romans on August 10, 1780. This was just as Jesus prophesied, a result of the Jewish rejection of their Lord. Others, mostly Jews, with a heart of stone. The disciples were referred to as living stones in 1 Peter 2, 4 and 5. Visualize the different stones in today's world. How can we acquire more of the living stone composition, building God's church and kingdom on earth?